We started the sugya of Chizkiya and Rabbi Abohu that starts on Chof Aleph from the base. The Gemara quotes a machlokes hatanaim where the chametz bePesach is also b'hanua. The Mishnah in the first perek and Mishnah, the beginning of the second perek, assumes a davar pashut chametz bePesach is also b'hanua. And Chof Gimel Amad Aleph, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yosef Aglili, whose opinion is not accepted. Tameh al atzmecha, he holds that chametz bePesach is muta b'hanua. So we don't pass like him. How do you know it's also b'hanua? Chumash it just says also b'achila. So there's a machlag is Chizkiya and Rebbe Bo. So Chizkiya is of the opinion because it says chametz loy teyochel. It's a funny construction of the word. It may not be eaten means it may not even be eaten by the animal. You can't even feed it to the animals. So that shows the chametz is also b'hanua. But if you have a pasuk in Chumash that says something is also b'achila, so Rebbe Chizkiya holds that doesn't necessarily, should not necessarily lead you to believe that it should be also b'hanua. And the Rambam accepts Rabbi Abohu's opinion that basically the principle should be, there are many exceptions to the rule, the more exceptions to the rule than cases that apply, that the rule applies to. So the rule is, kol makom shenema lo yochal lo sochlu lo sochlu, echad is v'achila v'echad is anor b'mashma. Whenever the Torah says something is also b'achila, it really means that it's also b'anra as well, unless it says b'feiris that it's muta b'anra. So by treifa, it says by treifa, la'kelab tashlichan osa. It says you're not allowed to eat treifa, la'kelab tashlichan. Kelab tashlichan means you're allowed to feed it to your dogs. So you're saving money. So that's, you're getting hana. So the pasuk says muta b'anra. Then the pasuk says by nevela. Says you're not allowed to eat nevela. Agerish abeshachet tenen abachala machala nachri. So again, it says that it's muta b'hanua. So you see that nevela treifa, they would have both been osa b'hanua, but that's an exception to the rule. Then the Gemara proves from the Mishnah in Yuma. It says in the Mishnah in Yuma, when they were zork the dam of the korbanos, so the dam would roll down the mizbeach, and all of the dam would be washed out. The Beis Hamikdash, the floor would be full of dam a lot of times. So they had an amma, they had an indentation in the ground that was an amma deep and an amma wide, and they would have water flowing over there. So when they wanted to wash the floors, they would plug up the drain from that amma, and the water would rise till it's an amma deep, an amma six tochen, be an amma deep. The water would rise till the level of the floor, then they would wash the floor, and then they would take out the plug, and all the dam would go out. It would be yotzei le'nachal Kidron. And the farmers there, Nachal Kidron, would use that water with the dam for the purpose of irrigating their fields. So you see that it's muta b'hanua, because it would help the growth, the dam helps the growth of the peris in the fields. So the Mishnah says that the nimkorim de ganonim, the gizborim of Hegdish, would charge money so that the farmers should not be in violation of me'ila behegdish. Yeah, the whole thesis points out the Mamascha Moel Abraham, the whole discussion on the Ila is only mid the Rabbanan. Dam of Karbonis before you zorikid on the Mizbeach, the Gemara thesis quotes. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk that there's no Me'ila. And after you zorik on the Mizbeach, it can't be a din of Me'ila because ain't lechadobish and asis mitzvah samoel and boy. So the whole discussion of Me'ila, the machlekes hatanaim, is there an Isa Me'ila? It's a machlekes hatanaim on a level of the Rabbanan. But on the level of Deraisa, for sure, there's no Me'ila. But still, you see that the farmers, the Ganonim, would use the dam for the purpose of irrigating the fields. So you see that dam is mutabano. What are you going to say? Only dam of Karbanis is mutabano. A dam of Chulin, Behemas Chulin, is also bano. It doesn't make any sense. So you see that dam is mutabano. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that dam is mutabano? So the Gemara has a pasuk. Aloras tishbechena kamaim, it's compared to maim. That pasuk that compares dam to maim tells me that basically before you learn this dafcha base, that pasuk tells me a different din. The pasuk in Chumash says chiyutan mayim al zera. There's an institution of hechsher oichlim. In the whole wide world, there are four categories of things that are mekabel tuma odem mekelim oichlim and mashkim. So oichlim are only mekabel tuma if they had hechsher. Has to be rinsed off, and has to be rinsed off after it's detached from the ground. Let's say you have apples that are growing on the ground, on the tree. You have apples growing on a tree, and it rains. And the person is happy that it's raining. It's nichalei. So the Gemara said that's no good. It has to be the hechshed, just like dover hamechuba lekarka is not mekabel tuma. So dover hamechuba peres and mechuba lekarka not mekabel hechshir either. And the pasuk says of chayutan mayim alzeren. There's a kriya ksiv. The ksiv is kiyitain. It's written without a vav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter. So the Gemara learns that from extra letters or missing letters, the Gemara darshan's dinim. Molei chaser, the Gemara has, it's from the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bem. So the Pasuk says, v'chiyutan, we pronounce it, the Kri is kiyutan mayim alzera, but the Ksiv is kiyitain. So that's the klal, Tosfos says, whenever you can develop the halacha in such a way that it combines the kri with the ksiv, all the Tanoim agree, darshan halacha in such a way to combine both. If there's no way to develop the halacha, blending in the kri with the ksiv together, and it's a showdown, either you paskin like the ksiv or you paskin like the kri, so that's a machlokes ha-Tanoim. They say, yeshem la mikra, the ikar is the kri, or yeshem la masora, the masora is the masoretic text, the ksiv. Is the Iker Halacha L'maisa. But here, Kiyutan Mayim Azera, Yidarshan decree with the Ksiv together, just like Yiten is Nichale, so to Yutan. If it rains, if I have a bushel of apples, if I have the apples growing on the tree, Mechub L'Karka is not Mechabal Tuma, Mechub L'Karka is not Mechabal Hechsher. But if the apples are detached, and it rains on it, and it's Nichale, I know, at the time that it's raining, I know. If I'm sleeping at night, and I wake up in the morning, and I turn on the news, and I hear that it was raining at night, and I'm happy because I had a bushel of apples that were filthy, and now that it rained on it, they got clean. And right now, all the apples are dry already. It rained in the middle of the night, and all the water washed off the dirt from the apples, and now it's dry. So then the Gemara says, Yutan, Dumya de Yitain, has to be Nichale. It's only good if at the time that it's raining on it, the owner of the apples is aware. But if he doesn't know, and then when he wakes up in the morning, the apples are dry already, so that's not yutan dumi deyitain. The Gemara quotes that in the middle of the sugya of Yerushalayim Midas. If he finds out later that in the middle of the night it was raining, but at the time, and if he would have known that it was raining, he would have been happy then. But he wasn't aware at that time. So then the Gemara says it really should depend on this machlekes Abai Verov, and that's one of the six cases that we pass on like Abai, that Yerushalayim Midas loy have a Yerush. Fine. So this, so that pasuk that says that dam aloros tishbchenu kamayim, that dam, you're not allowed to eat dam, and dam is compared to water. The main reason for that hekesh, the main din that it teaches me is that just like mayim is machshe lekabel tuma, that's the pasuk b'chiyuta mayim alzera, just like mayim is machshe lekabel tuma, so there are zayin mashkim. There are another six mashkim in addition to mayim. So one of them is tal. So tal and mayim, the same thing. Dew and rain, same thing. It's all water. And then you have dam is another one. Is machshel lekabel tuma. Then you have, in each one of the mashkim, machshel lekabel tuma, you have to have a pasuk to prove that it's dina kemayim. So there are psukim to establish this principle of the Zion mashkim. That's the Rosh Tevis, Yad Shoch Adam. Zion mashkim, machshel lekabel tuma. Har Gemara says, that not only ein hekesh lamachza, once the pasuk compares dam to mayim, so not only is it comparing it that dam is one of the zayin mashkim that a machshel lekabel tuma, is ein hekesh lamachza. So the hekesh tells me also, just like mayim is muta b'ano, so to the dam. You can't say the dam is muta b'achila. Pasuk says the dam lo sochlo kol dam lo sochelu, but it tells me that the dam is muta b'ano. So dam is an exception to the rule. So Tosfos here has a famous topic, Tosfos on Chov Beis Amanal Bahare Dam. And then it says in the Tosfos, they quote a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Zayin Visham. The word Visham means if you look on that Daf, there's a Tosfos that discusses the same topic. Then on the last line in the Tosfos, there's an asterisk. On the side it says, Ayin Ad B'Tosfos Menachos Kuv Dalet, where they discuss this topic. So they have this rich topic. They have a discussion whether dam is bechlal basar or dam is not bechlal basar. Yeah, bottom line, halacha lemaisa, how do we hold dam? We assume dam is not bechlal basar. We assume pashtas dam is not bechlal basar. Last year, we learned chulin, so we learned parts of, we learned a good part of Perek kol ha-basar. So the Gemara says, if you cook basar b'chalov, that's an isa derais. What if you cook dam b'chalov? So the Gemara says, no, only basar b'chalov. Dam b'chalov, dam is not b'chalal basar, and there's no din of basar b'chalov there. You're not allowed to eat it because it's dam, but it wouldn't be asa b'hano. If it would be basar b'chalov, not only would it be asa b'chila mitam dam, it would be asa b'hano as well mitam basar b'chalov. So dam is not b'chalal basar. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Torah Tamima has a comment in the beginning of Parshas Chukas. Beginning of Parshas Chukas has the din of Paraduma. So it says, Yishech the Paraduma facing the Hechal. And then, V'sarafis ha-parla enov, esor v'espsora v'esdoma al pirusha yisrof. It says, you burn everything. It says, besora, then it says, esdoma. So the Torah Tmima has a comment. Why does it have to say that you have to burn the dam of the paraduma? If dam is bechal basar, so it's, and it says you burn the basar, so it's understood that you're burning the dam. So don't you see from the pasuk and chumash in the beginning of Parshas Chukras that dam is not bechal basar? Anyway, this is the topic that Tosis discusses. So there's a fascinating story that Rav Soloveitchik did not tell over. Could be that his family was not aware. The Telze tell over this story that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had a few children. So one of the children got married. He sent out wedding invitations to people to come to the wedding. He did not send an invitation to Rav Lezer Gordon, Rav Lezer Telze. He was the one who founded, he was the rabbi in Telze, and he was the one who founded the Telze yeshiva. And he was an uncle of Rab Shimon Shkop's wife, Mrs. Shimon Shkop. And Rab Shimon Shkop was a Talmud learning in Volozhin. And a successful businessman came to the yeshiva, and he told the Netziv he wants to have the best Talmud in the yeshiva to marry his daughter. He promised to support him for a long time. So they picked out Rab Shimon Shkop, and he got engaged to the girl. And then the father-in-law, before the wedding, the father-in-law lost all of his wealth, and he couldn't afford to support him. So Rab Shimon Shkop went through with the wedding anyway. The Talmidim were very surprised. They thought it was very princely on his part that he was going to marry the girl, because the whole agreement in the first place was only he's going to marry the girl because the father's going to support him. Apparently, Rav Kook was a Talmud in Volozhin at that time. And years later, when he lived in Yerushalayim, he would tell over the story. He remembers how the Talmidim were surprised that Rav Shimon Shkop went through with the marriage, even though the father-in-law was not able to support him. And he couldn't learn anymore after he got married. He had to support his wife. So he had to go into business with his father-in-law. But the mazel was that his mother-in-law, his wife's mother, was a sister of Rav Lezer Gordon, Rav Lezer Telzer. And Rav Lezer Telzer came to the wedding. So Rav Shimon Shkop said a Dvar Torah. By the Chasnas Tish, he said a Naka Dvar Torah, his style. So soon after the wedding, a couple of months after the wedding, Rav Lezer Gordon realized that he needs another Magid Shir in the yeshiva. So he sent a letter inviting Rav Shimon Shkop to give a shiur in the yeshiva. So that's why he started giving shiurim in the yeshiva at a very young age, I think in his mid-20s. At that time, that was very young. And then the whole Telze yeshiva picked up because Rav Shimon Shkop, he had this new style of shiurim. So Rav Lezer Telze was not invited to this wedding. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was making a wedding. Rav Lezer Gordon was not invited, but he came uninvited. They say the reason why Rav Chaim didn't invite him is because there was a dispute in the Aguda and Agudas Yisrael whether Aguda should start a newspaper or not. So Rav Lezer Gordon held that all of the Apikursish groups, the Maskilim and all the others, they all had newspapers and they were brainwashing the public of their shita. So he felt that if the Agudas Yisrael are not going to have their own newspaper, they won't be able to project their shita, what their hashkafa is. So he felt you have to have a newspaper. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was opposed to having a newspaper, because once you start a newspaper, in a short period of time, it'll all turn into Lashon Hara. All newspapers turn into Lashon Hara. You look at the New York Times every day, everything, the first page, everything is outright Lashon Hara, everything. They always write their opinion. Yeah. This whole election that we just had in America was controlled by the media. The media made, sometimes the media, there was one of the wars that America went into 100 years ago was also, the war was caused because of the media. So the newspapers have a tremendous effect on the public. So Rav Chaim was opposed to having a newspaper. So in principle, he didn't want to invite Rav Lazer Gordon. Lazer Gordon came uninvited. And he said that a good friend comes even if you're uninvited. So he said, I understand why you didn't send me an invitation. I live in Telz, so far away. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara that you're not allowed to invite a person to eat by you if you know that he's not going to eat anyway. So it's a fake. What are you inviting him? You know he can't eat by you. So you probably thought I'm going to be home in Telz. I'm going to be so far away, won't be able to attend the wedding. So why should you send me an invitation? It happens that I happen to be in the neighborhood, so I came anyway. So Rav Chaim was so respectful of Rav Lazer Gordon, even though he didn't invite him, and even though he disagreed with him about whether this political issue, whether the Aguda should start a newspaper or not, but because he came uninvited, so he said he was the greatest Oyev Torah of the generation. He was mechaben him to be Mesadik Kiddushin at his child's wedding. They never told me which one of the children of Rav Chaim it was, but they said it was one of the children of Rav Chaim. So Rav Lazer tells her when he went back to Telz after the wedding was over. So apparently they used to make fun of each other. The Brisker would make fun of the Telzer Chakiris, and the Telzer would make fun of the Brisker. Each one didn't hold from the other. So when Rav Lazer Gordon went back to Telz, he said, we should stop making fun of the Brisker. The Brisker Rav, that's Rav Chaim. Brisker Rav knows how to learn. And Shaila came up. And he paskened it correctly because he knows how to learn. So we should stop making fun. So they said, tell us the Chachmei Tel said, tell us the Shaila. And you don't need Brisker Rav. Tell us the Shaila. We'll be able to come to the correct answer also. So he said, I'll tell him the Shaila. Shaila was that years ago they didn't have a caterer. I'm not so old. My father told me on my bris, there was no caterer. My bris was day after I was born in the summertime. My bris was day after Tisha B'Av Shenitre. Tisha B'Av was on a Sunday, Nitre, and my bris was on a Monday. So we didn't have a caterer. So different women, and they were all religious women. I was born in Pennsylvania, in Scranton. So all of the women were baking cake at home. They knew how to be mafreshchal. They were religious women. So everyone was baking cake, and some were preparing gefilte fish, whatever. Everyone was preparing a little bit. So same thing, but my parents got married also. My parents got married at a young Israel in the Bronx. So they didn't have a caterer. They didn't have waiters to serve. They made salami sandwiches, and they had a pile of salami sandwiches. Everybody sat down. They took a sandwich or two to eat and shine. That was the whole thing. So in the days of Rav Chaim also, they didn't have, when he married off his child, they didn't have a caterer. Each balabasta cooked 10, 20 portions of meat. And then many different women cooked it. So you put all the food all together. They were all religious people. You can trust everybody's kashrus. Put it all together. So one of the women who cooked some of the meat for the wedding had a pot full of meat cooking in her kitchen. And she had a piece of raw meat on the side that was trefa. Why does she have trefa meat? To serve it to the cat. Apparently cats eat meat. So she had it on the side. And then she walked out of the kitchen for a few minutes. She came back in half an hour later. So she sees that the piece of meat is missing. So she asked, there was a Jewish maid in the house helping out. So she asked the maid, what happened to the piece of meat that was over here? So the maid says, I saw a piece of meat. So I threw it into the pot. You're cooking all the meat for the wedding. So she threw that piece of meat into the pot. So she said, no, that's trefa meat. The food in the pot is kosher meat. I bought that, they shechted an animal and they found that it was a trefa. They checked the lungs and they found out how to sirch on the lungs. It's a trefa, you shouldn't mix it in. So it took them a while till they figured out which piece of meat it was in the pot, and they took it out. They took it out and they gave it to the cat. So the cat ate it up. There's no more trefa meat, they ate it up. And then they realized they have a shaila on their hand. is the rest of the kosher meat kosher. It was cooking there for 25 minutes. The trefet piece of meat was cooking with the other. So what's the din? So it depends whether you have shishim or not. So you have to see the size of the trefet piece of meat and calculate the volume of the meat with the liquid in the pot to see whether you have shishim in the meat with the liquid. You don't have shishim, but they don't have the piece of meat. They already gave it to the cat. The cat ate it up. It's gone. So that's called suffix shishim. So what's the din if you have a suffix shishim? So that was the shayla. So the Chachmei Tel said, that says Beferish in Yeridei, that if you have meat with meat, that's called min b'minai. So min b'minai, min ha-Torah is bottled b'raib. The whole need for shishim is only mid-rabbanon. Shishim you need when you have min m'shenim in it, when it's a different flavor, so you apply the rule of tam ki'ikar. Since you can taste the flavor of the treifas, even though it should have been bottled b'shishim, it's not bottled. But if everything is basar, min b'minai, so min b'minai min ha-Torah is batal b'raib, and the whole need for shishim is only mid-rabbanon. So sofik shishim by min b'minai is sveika d'rabbanon l'kula. That's what it says in the Mechaber. So that's what they said. So Rav Lezer tells us, said, is that all? So they said, wait, we'll think for a minute. So they thought for a minute, so they said, oh, mistamer Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's chap was that the meat that they're going to eat, so that meat they salted. The meat that you're going to feed to the cat, there's no need to salt it. The dam is muta bahanoa, so you don't have to remove the dam when you're feeding it to the animals. So the dam is treif. So the dam in meat, so when you threw the piece of treif meat into the pot together with all the kosher meat, so it's correct. The basar and basar is min b'minai. And then, you know that you had way more than raif, just a suffix shishim, so it's suffix derabon lakula. But the dam in the basar is an isa, and the dam in basar is mishena minai. So since they probably didn't salt for sure, they didn't salt the piece of meat that was a trefa. So the dam in the basar is mishena minai. So mishena minai, you need shishim in atorah, because be paskan tam kiker is their isa. So suffix shishim is a suffix der isa lechumer. So Rab Blazer Gordon says, is that all? So they said, we'll think for another minute. So they thought, they said, oh, but once, since the maid, they left it in the pot for around 25 minutes. So the dam got cooked. So it's dam shebishloi. So the Gemara has a machlokes, and Ashkenazim paskin for sure. Many Sfardim also paskin like that. So Shaila, what the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Karo is. But we followed the Ramo, Ashkenazim followed the Ramo. So dam shebishla is only the rabbanon. So even though it's min mishen amina, the dam into the basar kosher is min mishen amina. So you would need shishim and atayra. But once it was cooking there, so it's dam shebishla is only the rabbanon. So again, so since it's only an isa the rabbanon, so it's a suffix shishim, the suffix the rabbanon lakula. So Rav Lezer tells us, says, is that all? That's all the chashbonos you have to make. So they're thinking and thinking and thinking, and they said, that's all. That's the end of the story. Dam shebishla is the rabbanon. Basar bebasar is min b'mina, so the need for shishim is the rabbanon. The dam in the basar is min b'shein b'mina, but dam shebishla is the rabbanon. So it's again, safik the rabbanon l'kula. Safik shishim is safik the rabbanon l'kula. So that's what Rav Lezer Gordon said. That's why I was praising Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Brisker Rav said, when do you say dam shebishla is only the rabbanon? That's if the dam came from a kosher animal. But if the dam comes from a trefa animal, then it has an isa trefa on it. So that doesn't help if you cook it. Dam shebishle takes off the isa dam in Atar. It's only osam derabon. And if it's dam from a kosher animal, the only isa it has is dam. But if it's dam from a trefa, then it has an isa trefa. So they asked, so the Chachmei tells, asked Rav Lezer Gordon, but Tosfos says not so. This Tosfos, the same Tosfos appears in Sanhedrin also. And Abdallah the Manal, how come they don't tell you to look in Sanhedrin? I don't know. Same Tosfos appears in Menoches, and in Shabbos, Ayin Zayin and Aleph, and in Sanhedrin, Abdallah the Manal. So the Yisrael Blazer tells her, but Tosfos says not so. Tosfos says, Dam is not included in Basar. So there is no Issa Trefa on the Dam. There's only an Issa Dam, no Issa Trefa. So he said, that's what the, so Rav Leizer Gordon said that's what the other Rabbanim asked Rav Chaim when he said it's chiddush and brisk. Rav Chaim said it's wrong. Tosfos says dam is not bechal basam and get to nevela. The Tosfos is talking about nevela. We'll discuss the Tosfos in a minute. But when you get to treifa, it's different. Why? Dam of a treifa is like gora from cholav of a treifa. The animal was a treifa for the last month or so. If it has a sircha, it takes at least 3 days to develop a sircha. So an animal that happens to be a treifa has a broken leg or a hole in the lungs or whatever. If an animal is a treifa, so whatever it produces from its body, if you have a bird that's a treifa and it lays an egg, so the egg is osa, beitzas treifa is osa. If you have a cow that's a treifa and it produces milk, so the milk is osa, cholav of a treifa is osa. So here you have a treifa. This animal was not an avela. This was a treifa, the meat that they had set aside for the cat. So since the animal was a treifa, so the dam that was produced the dam that was developed inside the animal of treifa is yotzim in ha'aser aser. So that's awesome in ha'torah. So for that, it's sofik shishim is deraisa. Tosfos says, a dam is not b'chol basam and get to nevela. Nevela, calls man the animal is alive, it's not a nevela. After it dies, it stops producing dam. So the dam of a nevela can only be awesome midin nevela if he say dam is bechlal basar. So that's what Tosfos proves. Dam is not bechlal basar, but dam of a treifa will be awesome in atayra, not because dam is bechlal basar, it's bisar treifa. No, because it's yaitim in ha'asar. Even cholav of a treifa, the cholav is not dina kibasa, and the beitz of an oif tomei or the beitz of an oif treifa is not fleshig. It's not dina kibasa. The beitz is parave, and the cholav of an animal that's a treifa is milchik. But still, it's yotzim and ha'aser aser. That's Rav Chaim made a distinction. Yeah. What did Tosfos say? This is the Tosfos. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos said over here like this. The Gemara was asking, if you hold like Rabbi Abohu, that every single time the Torah says something is aser b'achila, it should imply also that it's aser b'hanah, unless you have explicit pasuk. So by nevela, there's a pasuk. By treif, you have a pasuk. What else do you have? By chelav, you have a pasuk. Chelav nevela, chelav treif. You're not allowed to eat the chelav. That pasuk is quoted over here in the Gemara on the next daf. Chelav nevela, chelav treif. Where is it? Forgot where it is. Anyway, it's coming up here. Moses is going to have a whole machlok satanaim. What is the pasuk? But it says beferish that chelav is muta bahana. So chelav has a pasuk. But the Gemara asks, how do you know? What about gidanosha? So the Gemara proves from the Mishnah in Perek Gidanosha in Chulin, shaleich adam yerech lenochri gidanosha besoche. He sends a gift to the goy. Tosfos says, how can you give a gift to a goy? We pasken that the matnas chinim to a goy is also. So they quote a tosefta, benochri hamakiro. If it's an acquaintance of mine, it's a neighbor, a shochen of mine, so I'm permitted to give him a matonic because it's not a matnas chinam. I give him a matonic exchange which he's going to take care of a lot of things for me. So it's considered as if kilo mochrolo. So it's not considered a matnas chinam. He certainly is going to reciprocate in the future. He's going to give me something in exchange. So the Mishnah says you're permitted to give a whole quarter of an animal, yerech, a whole yerech of an animal with the gidanashi betocho. But the goy is happy when he receives the matana from the Jew. If you cut out the gidanasha, you butcher up the whole piece of meat. So it doesn't look pretty. Like this, you give him a whole quarter of the animal with the gidanasha betocha. So it's a prettier gift. It looks nicer. So you're getting hana from the fact that you're giving him the gidanasha. So if gidanasha would be asabana, he wouldn't be allowed to send yerech lenochri with the gidanasha betocha. So you see from the Mishnah, gidanasha is mutabana. There is a tana Reb Shimon holds gidanasha is asabana, but the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah passing is against Reb Shimon. The Stam Mishnah holds that gidanasha is mutabana. So the Gemara asks, why shouldn't it be asa banua according to Rabbi Bo? Whenever anything is asa b'achila, it's asa banua. So the Gemara says the pasuk that says in the Chumash, "Lasocha kol nevela lagerish avish rachet tenana b'achala machala nachri." So the Gemara has the kamikas shuhutra nevela. He begid the hutra. When the Torah says nevela is muta b'hanua, machala nachri, it's muta b'hanua. So it includes everything that has an isa nevela on it. So not only Bisar Nevela, even the Gid Anosha of the Nevela, which has a double Isa, has an Isa Nevela and has an Isa Gid Anosha. So you see, not only Nevela is Mutamano, Gid Anosha is also Mutamano. So then the Gemara said, wait a minute, is that correct? When the Torah says, Lagerish Avishach Nanavachola, it includes also Gid Anosha Shal Nevela. The Gemara said, that should depend whether Yesh begin the Menaisin Tam or Ein begin the Menaisin Tam. So this morning after davening, one of the boys, I don't know who it is, maybe it's from the Shia, one of the boys came over to me. Everybody's wearing a mask by the davening this morning. Someone came over, they told me that they saw in the Sefer that has the Shiurim of Rabbi Al-Yashiv, I'm Sochem and I daf, so Rabbi Al-Yashiv raises a question, how could there be a machleke satanayim, whether yesh begidna menoysen tam, or ein begidna menoysen tam, whether gid anosha is dina kibosar or not? One Tana holds it's dina kibosar and it's nice and tam. So if you cook gid anosha in a pot with vegetable soup, you have to make sure you have shishim to, that it should be bulk. The other Tana says gid anosha is not dina kibosar and it's ain't a nice and tam. How can you have a machlokes and metzias? The Ramban has this ariches in a few places that it never makes any sense to have a machlokes and metzias. The Mishnah has a machlekes hatanai. Mishnah and Chala has a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Chacham. Whether rice or is v'dochen is boli dechimutz or not? Is it boli dechimutz or is it boli desirchon? If it's boli dechimutz, then you chayv in hafrashas chala because it's called b'hay b'cholchem melechem ha'aretz. It says in the Chumash when you eat. The chi of chalam in Atar is only in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Lortz only mid the Rabbanon. And Mizmana Zedek, Gemara says in Ksubas Dav Chobes, even in Eretz Yisrael, chalam Mizmana Zedek is only mid the Rabbanon. So Mizman Yeshua ben Nun, in the first, in the Bais Rishon, till the end of the Chubin Bais Rishon, so chalam was their Isa in Eretz Yisrael. We live in Chutz Lortz, so it's a the Rabbanon on top of a the Rabbanon. Even in Eretz Yisrael, chalam Mizmana Zedek is only mid the Rabbanon. So chalam Chutz Lortz is a gzera otu, it's a gzera l'gzera. But kach goes with Chacham. They wanted Tosfos said they wanted Kadesh Lo Tishtakach the mitzvah of challah. The Jews are going to be living in Golus for so long. It's already 2,000 years, almost 2,000 years since the Churban Bayis Sheni, and the Bayis Sheni Gufa. The Gemara assumes the challah was only the Rabbanon. So the whole mitzvah of challah will be forgotten. So the Chachamim, this is one of the considerations of making takanas. Kadesh Lo Tishtakach mitzvah challah. So the Institute of Challah all over the world that we should someday will return back to Eretz Yisrael. We are back in Eretz Yisrael now, but Challah is still only with the Rabbanim. Someday we'll have to have Bias Kulchem. We'll have all the Jews will live in Eretz Yisrael, or the majority of the world Jewish population live in Eretz Yisrael. Challah will be their ice again. So they didn't want that the mitzvah Challah should be forgotten. So the Tanoim have a machloikis, you only chai mechala if it's lechem oy bacholchem yelechem ha'aretz. It's only called lechem if the dough, the flour that you mix with the water, is bole dechimutz. If it's not bole dechimutz, then it's not called lechem. So that was a machloikis ha'tanoim. What is the chemical reaction that occurs when you mix together rice with water? Is that what we call sirchon or is that what we call chimutz? So it's a machlekes hatanam. So the Rishalmi asks, how can you have a machlekes in Metzias? It doesn't make sense. Why didn't they experiment and find that? So the Rishalmi and Chala, the Ramban quotes that Rishalmi and Chala. Rishalmi answers they did experiment, and the result came out to be something a little bit similar to chimutz, when you mix flour with wheat and water, but not 100%. So that was a machlekes in Din. Where do you draw the line? Do we consider this chemical reaction that occurs when you mix the rice with water, do we label that as chimetz, do we label that as sirchon? That was a machlekes, but it really doesn't make sense to have a machlekes in metzias. So according to that, you say that the Ramban has, that's in all the yeshivas today, everybody knows. It doesn't make sense to have a machlekes in metzias. There's a Tosus in the end of Shabbos where Tosus interprets the Gemara Hazamachlekes about sweeping the floor. On Shabbos, they allow to sweep the floor. So Tosus interprets, it's a Machlekes, is it a psikresha of Ashvuya Gumas or not? Is it about dos, that every time you're going to sweep the floor, if you have a dirt floor, is it a psikresha that every single time you're going to sweep the floor, you're going to be Mashve Gumas or not? So the Ramban asks in the Mohammed, how can you have a Machlekes Hatanai Mamitsis? Whether it's a psikresha or not, experiment 100 times and see. Does it always happen? Is it taka psikresha that it always makes a shvuya gumas? Then it's an isa boina. But if it's not always going to happen like that, then it's not a psikresha. How can you have a machlekes hatanaim if it's a dovish amitzi? So that's what Rabbi Yashiv asks. How could there be a machlekes hatanaim? Whether yesh begidna menoisen tam or ain begidna menoisen tam? Whether gid anasha tastes like basar? And it has tam kik, it hasn't seen his tam or not. Why don't they experiment? Why don't they try, taste it and see? Ask a goy to taste it and see. So he suggests maybe they gave it to a goy to taste. And the goy wasn't sure himself. So maybe, because whenever you can experiment, it doesn't make sense to have a machlekes. So it must be that they did experiment. And there was still room for a machlekes, whether yesh begin the menos in tam or not. So the Gemara says, you can only derive from the pasuk lagerish avrishach the tana b'chala machala nachri that gid anosha is muta b'anoa. Also, if you hold yesh begidden b'nois and tam, that gid anosha has a din of basar, so it's included in the yisa nevela. Nevela is only chal on b'sar hanevela, and the kanaim and the gidim and the tlofim and the atzamas hakoshes, atzamas rakais. Soft bones, let's say you have a bone with marrow inside. So the moech betoch ha'etzim is dina kibosar. That there will be an isa nevela. What about the etzim itself? So if it's atzomus koshes that you can't eat, atzomus koshes are not basar. If it's atzomus rakas, there's such soft atzomus, sometimes people chew the whole etzim and eat the whole thing. Then maybe it's dina kibosar. Okay, but if it's atzomus koshes, Atzomus gidin karnaim et lofim is not dina kibosa. So for sure, there's no isa deraisa to eat the karnaim and et lofim and the gidin matzomus of an avela. From the Rama might be mashma that there is an isa derabanan, but for sure, there's no isa deraisa. So the Gemara said, if yesh begid menos in tam, that was the machlokes hatanaim. If yesh begid menos in tam, so gid anoshe is included, is dina kibostar, so it's included in the yisa nevela, because only besar nevela is aster. So then when the pasuk says, it says, all of the besar ha-nevela is mutabana, including the gid-anasha. Gid-anasha is also dina kibostar. But if gid-anasha is not bechlal bosa, if ain't begidin b'raisitam, gid doesn't have any taste to it, doesn't have any flavor to it, so then it's not included in the hetter. When the Torah says that nevela is mutabana, means besar nevela. It doesn't go on the karnaim and the gidim and the tlofim. There never was an isa nevela on horns or on the hoops. It's not basa. So that if you hold aim the gidim and the tam, there never was an isa nevela on the gidan asher. So the Torah doesn't say you're allowed a machal anochri on the gidan asher. So Tosis says over here, when the Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Yuma that v'nim karm leganonim lezabel, the farmers pay money to Hegdish to be moitzi lechulin, they don't want to violate me'ila midirabbanan, so they pay money to Hegdish to be paid the dam of the korbanis that's in the Nachal Kidron. So that's midirabbanan, that's an issue. But there's no issue over the fact that the dam is mutabana, that was not an issue. So the Gemara asks, why shouldn't dam be asabana? So the Gemara says, no, otherwise tishbechena kamaim. That dam is hukish tamaim. Dam is hukish tamaim, that is machsha lekabel tuma. Dam shanashama bo. Yotzi bo is machsha lekabel tuma. And ain hekish lemachza. So also it tells me that dam is mutabana. So Tosis asks, why do they need a new drasha to tell me that dam is mutabana? You already had the drasha from before to tell me that gid anasha is mutabano. How do you figure that out? If yesh begidden benoisen tam, then gid anasha is included in besar nevela. So when the Torah says that Nevela is mutabana, goes even on the Gidanasha of a Nevela. So if Dam is included in Basar, so it should be included Kishutra Nevela, Hiva Gida Hutra, should be Hiva Dama Hutra. So why didn't the Gemara give the same drasha that they said before by Gidanasha? Why they have to dig up a new pasuk, a new mocker that Dam is mutabana? They should have said based on the previous pasuk. So it's a right from our Gemara that Dam is not Bechlal Bas. But that's where Rab Chaim said, yes, Dam is not Bechlal Bas vis-a-vis Nevela. The sugya is talking about Nevela. Because Kozman, the animal, is alive, it's not a Nevela. The second it dies, it's a Nevela. It's no longer producing any Dam. So the Dam of the Nevela will only be Osir if you have a Nevela meat and you squeeze out the Dam. The Dam will only be Osir, Mitam. Dam will only be Osir, Mitam Nevela, if you declare Dam is Bechlal Bas. But his case, Rab Chaim's case, the shayla by the wedding, that was the shayla of a treifa. So treifa, the animal was a treifa for a long time. The animal is producing milk, and the animal, if it's a female, and the animal is producing dam. So just like the cholav of a treifa is osam in ator, ayotzim in atame tame, it's a mishnah in the first parak in Mchoris, ayotzim in atame tame, just like the milk, a pig's milk is osam, just like a horse milk is osam, so through the dam of a horse and the dam of a pig is also osam. So the dam of a treifa will be an isa deraisa. That's interesting. That whole story about Rab Chaim and Rab Lezer tells her the prima godim was a moira hara, and he has a checklist when a balabas comes with a shaila. So the pesek, the rabbi, should ask him the following questions. So he says, ask whether you have shishim or you don't have shishim. And if you're not sure if you have shishim, if it's deraisa, derabbanan. And if it's dam shebishloi, so we pass, and it's only derabbanan. So suffix shishim is lekula. But if it's dam from a treifa, then it's yotzim and ha'asim. If it's dam from an avela, the dam is not bechal bosa. So the whole cheshbon that the Rabbi Lezer Gordon was so in his spoil, the Rab Chaim Paskin, the whole thing is in the checklist of the Prima Gadim. It's all printed. But apparently neither Rab Lezer Gordon nor Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, neither of them were familiar with the checklist. It's printed in the Prima Gadim. Maybe at that time the Prima Gadim was not so available. But today everybody has a year a day with the Prima Gadim printed in the back. So the whole checklist is there. It's available to the public. Yeah. Where did Tosis get this idea? Why should anybody in his right mind think that Dam is Bechlal Basar? From our Gemara, they prove Dam is not Bechlal Basar. Why should you think that it is? So the answer is because in Shabbos Daf Ayin Zayin, Tosis quotes it, Shabbos Daf Ayin Zayin, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Adius. Adius, Perikei, Mishnah Aleph. Adius has eight prokim. So Perikei, Mishnah Aleph, gives a list of six cases where there's a machlokes, Bisham and Beisilel, and it's unusual in the sense that it's mikule beishamai or mechumre beishilo. Usually, beishilo is the mekel and beishamai is the machmer. And in these six cases, these are kule beishamai, mechumre beishilo. So one of the six, the first of the six cases that's mentioned there in the Mishnah, Perikei, and Adius, Mishnah Aleph, the first case that's mentioned is a machlekes bisham beisilo, where the dam of an avela is metame. If a human being drops dead, so not only is the mace metame b'magamasa ba'ochel, let's say it's a Jewish mace. If it's a mace yakum, that's the machlekes we had on Daf Tesem and Aleph. Rashi quoted it, where the mace yakum metame ba'ohel, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai holds, atem kruyim odam, that's a loshen apasik, odam atem. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai darshins and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch really assume like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Meikar Adin. Tosfos pasken like the Chachamim, that even may say Akam Arosa Metami Ba'ohel, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch pasken Meikar Adin, and may say Akam Anat Metami Ba'ohel. So the, we know Mishnayis, we know for sure that a revi'is dam in a mace is also metame. Not only a kazai is basar of a mace, odam is metame ba'ohel, metame b'maga b'masa ba'ohel, but even revi'is dam is also metame b'maga b'masa u'ba'ohel. What about an avela, an animal, a piece of meat in the A&P that didn't have any shechita? It's an avela, not only if it died by itself, even if he killed it, but he didn't kill it according to the rules and regulations of hilcha shechita, so then it's also going to be an isa avela. So if you have a nevela, so nevela is metame b'maga b'mas, not metame b'ohel. He's not tummy for 7 days. You don't need paraduma water. You don't need azar shlishi shvi. The same day that you touched, either you, let's say the packaged meat in the A&P in the freezer is all wrapped up. So when you touch it, there's no maga. But if you pick it up, then it's metame b'masa. It's not metame boil. If you just walk in the A&P, so that's not it's not meis adam. It's not human flesh. It's flesh from animals that didn't have a shechita. So it's only metame b'maga b'masa. It's not metame boil. So what about dam of an avelim? So that's a machlekes b'sham and misal. Dam of a meis adam. Everyone agrees that it is metame. Ravi is dam habomin ames is metame. What about Ravi is dam of an avelim? So the Shammai say tohar, and Mesil say tame. And the Rishonim point out over there, the Ramam and other Rishonim point out that we don't paskin like Mesil, we paskin like Beis Shammai, that it's tohar, it's not tame. So where did Mesil get their opinion from? That dam of an avela is metame b'maga m'masa. So Tosfos thought because dam is bechlal basar. That Tosfos thought Bisil didn't have any. Tosfos assumes number one that it's a din d'oraisa. Our Tosfos, all the Tosfos, our Tosfos v'harei dam, and the Tosfos in Shabbos Ayin Zayin, and the Tosfos in Menachas Kuf Dalet, and the Tosfos in Sanhedrin Dav Dalet and Aleph, all the four Tosfos in Tosfos assumes a davar pasha that Bisil's opinion that the Revi is dam from an avela is metame b'maga m'masa is a din d'oraisa. The Rashash, in his commentary on Adius, on that Mishnah, Perikei, Mishnah Aleph, refers you to look in the Pirush HaRavid. The Ravid has a running commentary on Adius. The Ravid assumes that min HaTorah b'Silul agree with Beis Shammai, that Revi is dam and hanavela is tohar, and the whole Chumr is only midirabbanim. So he feels that that's incorrect. The Rashash is masig on the Ravid. He thinks that when you learn the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Kuv Dalet, it's explicit that it's a din d'oraisa. He says the Ravid is incorrect, that he says that it's only midrabbanan. The Talmud Bavli in Menachos Kuv Dalet is clear that it's a din d'oraisa. So Tosfos thought, where did Beis Hillel get the shita from that dam from an avelas metame? They thought they didn't have a pasuk. They thought they figured it out from a svara. Because dam is bechlal basa, so just like b'sar nevela is metame b'maga m'masa, so dam ha'benevela is also metame. Yet what led them to believe that it's a svara? Because the Gemara says that b'sar ha'nevela is metame kazayis min ha'nevela, from a nivelas behema, the A&P. Kazayis of b'sar nevela is metame, but the dam ha'benevela is only metame if you have a revius. Why? Because dam tzalul, liquidy dam, if you let it congeal and solidify, will shrink. So if you only have a kazayis of dam to begin with, dam tzalul, when it's going to become a solid, it'll be less than a kazayis. But if you have a revius dam, mina nevela, so that yochel likrush v'lam al kazayis. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos Ayin Zayin. Kishetumu Beis Hillel, when Beis Hillel claims that dam min anavela is metame b'maga b'masa, lo timu elo b'revius hova yochel likrush v'lam al kazayis. If it would solidify, and then if you have a whole revius, it'll shrink and it'll become other liquids. When they solidify, so they expand. Let's say water. If you put in water in the freezer to make ice cubes, so the ice cubes are going to be bigger than everything else that freezes gets bigger, except for dam that shrinks, it gets smaller. So the Gemara says that Beis Hillel's opinion that dam in Hanavela is metame is only berevius because hol biyochel likrush v'lam al kazayis. That sounds like the whole shita's Beis Hillel was asvara that dam is bechlal basar. And just like a kazayis of bisar nevela is metame b'maga m'masa, so to a revius yochel likrush v'lam al kazayis, so dam is bechlal basar. So a revius of dam tzadol is equivalent to a kazayis of the dam, if it would be solid, if it would have solidified. That's what led Tosfos to believe that the whole thing was a svar. So then they're bothered with the kasha. From our Gemara, you see that dam is not bechlal bosa. Otherwise, the Gemara could have said, "How do you know that dam is mutabano? Kishuach and avelehi v'dam hutram." Yeah, and we had the Gemara in kolabosa that it says that dam cooked with milk does not have an iser of bosa bechalab. So you see, dam is not bechlal bosa. And the Torah Tmima had his right from the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Chukas when you burn the paraduma. So it says es pesora es. Dama al pirsha yisrof. You burn everything. He says you burn the basar and you burn the dam. What does that have to say? Burn the dam is dam. If dam is bechal basar, so everybody says you burn the basar. So you see the dam is not bechal basar. You have all these riots. Our Gemara and the Gemara and kol basar by basar bechalav and the Torah Tmim is right. Dam is not bechal basar. So what do you do with that Gemara in Shabbos Daf Ein Zayin that seems to be explaining Beis Hillel's opinion that the dam hanavelas metame, you need dam tzolo, you need a revised dam, because all the yochel v'likresh v'lam and al-kazais, if it would congeal, it would shrink. But if you have a whole revised of dam nevela, it'll shrink to become a kazais. So it's mamish the same din as kazais min ameses metame. So it doesn't seem to indicate that this little sheet is based on dam mechal basa. So Tesis is guessing. So they say there must be a pasuk somewhere. There must be a pasuk somewhere that tells you that that dam in hanavelas mitame. The Gemara never quotes it. The Sifra never has any pasuk, but Tosa says there must be a pasuk somewhere. If there wouldn't be a pasuk, they wouldn't have said it on their own. So there's a pasuk, and then once there's a pasuk, it doesn't say how much dam. So then the Chachamim said, then the Gemara says probably a revius because if it will solidify. But without a pasuk, you wouldn't say it on your own because really dam is not bechalal basa. Then Tosis continues, and they quote a Mishnah in Me'ilah. That's a famous Mishnah Me'ilah. Mishnah says, let's say a person eats nevela chicken. He eats a kazayas of nevela, but there were three parts to the kazayas. There was one third of a kazayas is nivlas ha'oif. One third of a kazayis is nivlas behema. One third of a kazayis is nivlas chaya. Behema chaya biyof, all three need shchita. There's a machloikis in the Tanaim where the beginning of the second parak in Chulam, we learned it last year, where the shchita soif is the raisa, the rabbanon. Yeah, but let's say if the oaf died a natural death, that for sure that's nivlas soif, that's asa. If you took a bread knife that has pigimus, and you cut off the neck of the chicken, that's a machloikas, whether you need all the hilcha shchita or not. But if it died a natural death, or a goy killed the chicken, so for sure it'll be a nevela. So let's say you ate a third of a kazayis of nivlas ha'if, a third of a kazayis of nivlas behema, a third of a kazayis of nivlas chaya. So the din is that it's all mitzvah from yachad. If you ate it all, toch kedei achilas pras. Mitzvah from yachad, and you get malchus. Why? So the Mishnah says that Mishnah Me'ilah Yud Zayin, if Shmaseim Shovim and Shireim Shovim, the Shir is the same, by Nivlas Behema, Nivlas Chaya, Nivlas Soif, the Shir on all three is Kazayis. And the Iser is the same Shem HaIser. It's an Iser Nevela. It's the exact same Iser Nevela. So if it's Shmaseim Shovim and Shireim Shovim, then they mitzvah from Yachad. By Iser, to get Malkus for eating it, and by Tumah, is it Metame you or not? So if, let's say if you touch a kazayis min hanavela, nivlas if tohor is only metame abesa bli if you swallow. Nivlas behema v'chaya is metame if you touch, metame b'maga m'masa. So let's say you have a half a kazayis of nivlas behema and half a kazayis of nivlas chaya. And I carry both of them together at the same time. So I'm carrying a kazayis. But this is from a behema, this is from a chaya, this is from a deer. It doesn't make a difference. Nivlas beim and nivlas chai is all shem echod. Ishmaseim shavim shereim shavim. So it's mitzdarfim ze im ze. They're mitzdarfim yachad. So Tosis quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi. That the way they interpret it, our Tosfos doesn't have it. It's the other Tosfos in the Menachos and in Sanhedrin. They quote a passage from the Yerushalmi like this: if you have a half a dam nevela is metami according to Beis Hillel, and even though the Ravid wrote in his commentary there, Perikei Mishnah Aleph and Adius, that Bezilul Shita is only with the Rabban, the Rashash points out it's against the Gemara. So according to the Bavli, it's a Dindarais. So let's say a person carries, but how much Dam Nevela need a Revius? How much Bisar Nevela a Kazayas? So let's say the person is carrying a half a Kazayas of Nevela and a half of a Revius of Dam from a Nevela. Will they be Mitztar from Yachad? So Tosis interpreted the Rishonim, they won't be mitzvah from Yachad, even though the tumah is the same, but the shir is not the same. You have to have shireim shavim, ushmaseim shavim. So you don't have shireim shavim, because dam from a nevela, the shir is revius. Besar nevela, the shir is kazayis. So since the shirim are not the same, you know, you have, let's say you have two-thirds of this shir and two-thirds of that shir. So, you know, you have more than half of this and more than half of that. You don't say a half and a half is a whole. Since the ain shir em shavim, since the shir for dam nevela is revius and the shir for besar nevela is kazayis, so that means start from it. The shmasem shavim, it's both tumas nevela. Both tumas nevela, but it's not shir em shavim. When would they be mitzvah from? When would the basar and the dam be mitzvah from? So that's what Tosis, there's a Mishnah there in Me'ilah. Mishnah says, the Shmana Shvatzim Hamurim Batorah, that are Mitameh. So what's the shear for Tuma purposes? What's the shear? The shear is not kazayis. By the shvatzim, the shear is kadasha, I think, kadasha. So the shear kadasha is not only for bisar hasheretz, it's for the dam hasheretz as well, the same shear. So since it's shireim shavim, mishmaseim shavim, so therefore it's been starfim. So that's what Tosis interprets in the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Girsa is not so clear there in the Talmud Shami. That's the way they had the Girsa, and that's the way they interpret it. So there's a fantastic Sefer on Me'ilah, on Daf Yud Zayin on Me'ilah. That's where the Mishnah is, that you know, if you have Shmosem Shavim, Shireim Shavim, it's Mitztarfim. If the Shurim are not Shavim, or the Shmosem are not Shavim, so then they're not Mitztarfim. So there's a Sefer, Keren Ora. Every so often we call it Keren Ora, was the younger brother of the Mishkan as Yankiv. And he wrote mainly on Kotchim. He wrote on Zochim and on Menoches and on the Dorim Nozer Saita and on Me'ilah. Yeah, mainly on the Kotchim Mesichtes. The Dorim is very little Kotchim, but he wrote on the Dorim also. So on Me'ilah, he quotes the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim. Interesting. He quotes the Tshuva. Ephraim Zalman Margolius was a businessman who lived in Brod in Galicia. And he became more famous than the Rabbi in Brod. The Rabbi in Brod wrote the Sefer Lev Aryeh HaChulin that we were using last year when Yeshiva learned Chulin. So that used to be a classic. After Rab Chaim came along, so hardly anybody ever looks in the Lev Aryeh anymore. But he has every so often, he has something very important, just push up shot. It's not the Brisker style, but he has, a lot of times he points out things that you may not notice on your own. So he was a prominent rabbi, but the Balabas, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius was a wealthy businessman who lived in his community, and he wrote Tshuvas Beis Ephraim. He's more famous. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius wrote the Mate Ephraim on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that the Mishnah Berurah quotes every other page. Then he wrote to Shari Ephraim, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes every other page in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. He has the final say on everything in Kriyas HaTorah and everything on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Then he has others for him as well. But he has the Beis Ephraim, the Tshuvas, the businessman became more famous than the rabbi. So this Keren Ora, in the Sefer Keren Ora on Me'ilah, Daf Yud Zayin, he quotes from the Beis Ephraim, he suggests that a different reading, there's a different girsa in the Yerushalmi, and a different way of interpreting the whole thing. He thinks that it may be that, it could be that Tosfos is not right. Tosfos says that if you have a, since by dam nevela, even if you hold like Beis Hillel, the dam hanevela is metameh, but the dam hanevela is only metameh if you have a revius, if it's tzolol, and besar hanevela, meat in the MP, besar nevela is metameh if you have a kazayas. So Tosha says if you have, let's say, two-thirds of a kazayas of besar nevela, and two-thirds of a revius of dam, so for sure you have more than a half and more than a half, they're not mitzar from yachad because it's not shirim shavim. Since here the shir is kazayis, here the shir is avias, even though it's shmosem shavim, it's the same isa nevela, a tumas nevela, tumas nevela. But since the shirim are not the same, so they're not mitzar. So the Kerenori quotes the Beis Ephraim, who says maybe it's not true. Since the whole reason why you need a revius dam nevela is called yochel likrush v'lamer al kazayis, if you would wait till it would congeal, so the dam would shrink, and then if you have a full revius, it'll shrink down to the size of a kazayis. So basically, you're arriving at the same shear. Basically, the shear is the same, kazayis. But you measure the kazayis on the dam, if it would be, kazayis is a volume, you measure it if it would have been in solid state. You don't measure it now when it's in the liquid state. When the dam is in a liquid state, dam tzolul, when it's in a liquid state, you need revius, because yochel likrush v'lamer al kazayis. So he says, maybe that's considered shirim shavim. Maybe it would be mitzar from yachad. Interesting. Interesting suggestion. There's a Magen Avraham in Hilchas Bichas Hanenin. Magen Avraham has the following. Let's say I eat potatoes, I eat a kazayis, I say bar pi adama. So if I eat a kazayis, I say bar nefashos at the end. What if I don't have a kazayis of potatoes? I have a little tiny bit of a potato, a little speck of carrot, a little speck of string beans, a little speck of cauliflower, a little speck of a little bit of all different vegetables. It's all vegetables. And it all adds up to a kazayis. So the Magen Avraham says, he say bar nefashos at the end. If you ate all of these vegetables together, toch kedei achilos pras, and you had a kazayis, ben akol, so everything is mitzarfim. What if you had, why? Because if you would have had a kazayis of string beans, you would have had a kazayis of potatoes, or a kazayis of cauliflower, you would have said bar nefashos. What if you have a half a kazayis of potatoes and a half a kazayis of a cookie? If you would have had a kazayis of a cookie, the bracha achreina would have been ala michya, would have been a different bracha achreina. But what if you have a half a kazayis of potatoes and half a kazayis of a cookie? So the Magen Avraham says, it's still mitzarfim. Interesting, achidish. It's mitzarfim, and you don't say ala michya. You only say ala michya if you have a full kazayis of cookie or cake. So you say you had a less than a kazayis of cake, a cookie, and less than a kazayis of vegetables. So you say, but together it's a kazayis. I say, bar nefashos. But what happens if the person has less than a revius of Coca-Cola and he has less than a kazayis of potatoes, but this was a half a revius and that was a half a kazayis? So the Magen Avraham says that they're not mitzarfim because Tosfos says so. Tosfos interpreted Yerushalmi like that, that if you have half a revius of dam nevela and a half a kazayis of besar nevela, they're not mitzar from yachad. That was their girsa in Yerushalmi. That's why they interpreted that girsa in Yerushalmi, because it's ain shirim shavim. Since the shear by the liquid dam is revius, and the shear by the solid besar nevela is kazayis, it's ain shirim shavim. So the Magen Avraham said the same over there. You can't say a bracha achreina if you have a lot of oichlim. You have half a kazayis of a cookie and half a kazayis of a vegetable, then the mitzvah from yachad to say bar nefash. But if you have a half a revius of Coca-Cola and a half a kazayis of vegetable, then you don't say bar nefash because ein shirim shav. Here the shir is kazayis, here the shir is revius. So the Keren Ora quoted the Beis Ephraim, who said you don't necessarily have to agree with Tosfos. There's room to disagree. You can say that that's called shirim shavim, since basically the shir is kazayis. But if you're drinking something tzolol, you're trying to figure out how much tzolol do you need if you would have made it into a solid. So the shir is revius, because revius in a liquid form is equivalent to a kazayis in a solid form. So it could be that it would be mitzarfim. That's the issue that he raises. Could be that it would mean stuff. There's room to argue the point and say that the takonis birchas hanenin on beverages and on foods is totally different. You could say they're different takonis. Why? There's such a Tosfos in brachas think it's Lametesa, some Lametes, Lametes, Tesis is bothered with Akasha. There is a Gemara in Brachas, if you eat vegetable soup, the bracha is Barpi Hadama, even if you filtered out all of the particles of the vegetable, even if everything is liquidy. There's no solid vegetables, you say Barpi Hadama, because the vegetables were cooked in the soup and the whole flavoring that it has is from the vegetables. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. If you have beer, and the beer you had dogon, you had oats or whatever, grain, soaking there, cooking and soaking in this liquid for the longest time. So why don't you say bar minim zaynus on beer? Why do you say shahakal on beer? Maybe the bracha should be bar minim zaynus. So Tosis gives three different answers. And all of the poskim quote la halacha, the last of all the three answers, that since beer is a beverage, some beverages, the bracha is always shahakal. On oichlim, on foods, they made a takana, there's a whole variety of brachas. Sometimes you say hamotzi, sometimes you say borim minim zonah, sometimes ha'adama, sometimes ha'aitz, and sometimes shahakal, okay, flesh, you say shahakal. That's on food items, but on beverages, there's always one bracha shahakal, except for wine. Wine is a special takana, you say borim piagov, and that's a special takana. Really, in Hilchos Birchos Hananin, should really be good enough just to say shahakol, because wine is a beverage. But they made a special takana to say baharai, that even in the middle of a meal, the varm haboy meter chasude are covered with the bracha of hamoitzi, except for wine, because wine yain is kaver bracha b'fnei atzma. In Hilchos Birchos Hananin, you're covered. If you have wine in the middle of a meal, you don't say osel lehanis merala mazay b'lei bracha. You have to say bar piagofen because osel lehanis. Now osel lehanis is taken care of with the hamotzi that you said in the beginning. Is dvarm haboy machmas asuda, but it's a new takana, it's a special takana that you have to say bar piagofen. Yain is kaver bracha b'fnei atzma, even if you don't need the bracha mitam birchas hanen. So according to that Tosfos, that the chachamim made a separate takana on birchas hanen and on beverages. And a separate takana on oichlim. On oichlim, we have brachas mefuratos. Sometimes hamotzi, sometimes mezena, sometimes adama, sometimes reit, sometimes shahakol. And on beverages, the bracha is always shahakol. So it could be that just like the, it's a separate takana is bichas hanen and lefaneha, it could be the bracha shalachreha is also separate. So it could be that beverages, the case that we had before, I had a half a revius of Coca-Cola, and a half a kazayas of vegetables. It could be they're not mitzvah from Yachad, even if you'll accept the base of Ephraim, that revius and kazayas is basically shireim shavim, but it could be because the revius and the beverage is in order to lead up to a kazayas. So basically, it's fundamentally the same shir of a kazayas, just another way of arriving at kazayas. You're translating kazayas into a liquid and a tzolol, so kazayas and a tzolol has to have a revius. So even if you hold like the base of Ephraim, that shirem shavim, it could be that it's a different takana. It could be that just like the bracha shalafaneho is a separate takana by beverages and by foods, it could be that by oichlam also, it could be that the bracha shalachreho is a separate takana. So it could be that they're not mitzvah from yachad. Even though it is shirem shavim, maybe it's not called Shmosem Shav, maybe it's not included in the same takana. That's a shaila. So this is quite an interesting topic. Yeah, so that's the story about the chasana Barab Chaim Soloveitchik, which Rav Lezer tells it got all excited. Okay. So now the Gemara continues and quotes the din. There's a din of lifneiva l'sita michshol. If a nazir is not allowed to drink wine, and I have a liquor shop, the nazir comes in with the long hair, and he says he's a nazir, and he wants to buy a bottle of wine, he wants to drink. I said, but a nazir is not allowed to drink wine. He says he's going to violate the din. He can't contain himself, he has to violate the din. So I'm not allowed to give him the wine, because it's lifneiva l'sita michshol. The nazir is Jewish. But there's a din of lifneiv even for a nachri. You're not allowed to give. What is a nachri? What macholas asuris is a nachri not permitted to eat? The Gemara says even achai. So there's a din of lifneiv lesita michshol for the ben noach also. We mentioned Rav Moshe Feinstein has a chiddush. He thinks that the regular lifneiv doesn't apply to a nachri because ben adam machaveris don't apply. Only lifneiv rab averis. And I thought the pashtus is the regular ben adam machaveris, the essence the Rana Machaver don't apply because there's no reciprocity. He's not Mukhayev to give back to me, so I'm not Mukhayev to give to him. But the Loi Sase, Lifneva Lesitin Mishnah, not to put a stumbling block, not to talk Lashon Hara in a way that is going to ruin him, totally ruin him, not to be Chayvel, not to be Mazik. The Pashto says all the Lavim in Rana Machaver do apply. And we mentioned the opinion that has not been accepted, that Gezel Akam is Mutta Min HaTorah. That's based on the Rishonim say in the Shidim Kubetzes. That's based on the Pasuk Rov Ayat HaGoyim. They quote the Rav Lezer Mitz in the Sefer Yireim. Rov Ayat HaGoyim Hitam Amonim LeYisrael, just like there is a din der Isa Kol Mashal Kon Eved Kon Rabbi. So the Rabbanu Shlom declared at the time of Har Sinai, according to that opinion, that all the Umas Olam have a status similar to Avodim to Bnei Yisrael, and whatever they acquire belongs to us. Kol Mashikanav Kanarab and Gezalakam is Mutamanata. But that's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. But if not for saying Rav Ayat HaGoyim, if not for that, there certainly would be an Isa of Gezalakam. There I said. For Nochri, the Isurim, Miranu Machavera do apply. Just the Mitzvahs don't apply. So the Gemara asks on this Braisa. The Gemara asks over here, based on this Braisa, it appears you're not allowed to feed Eved Menachai to the Ben Noach, but what about to feed it to your dog? You're going to save money. You usually have to pay money in order to feed your animal. Here you're going to save money by feeding the dog an Eved Menachai. So you're getting Hanoah. You're getting Hanoah. If you're machal to your kelev, you're getting Hanoah from the Eved Menachai. So it would appear that it's mutter. So the Gemara asks, but according to Rabbi Abo, whatever is asa b'achila should be asa b'hanoah. So the Gemara says, Shani Eved Menachai, 10 lines down from the top of Chav Beis and Med Beis. Shani Eved Menachai, it's again an exception to the rule. How many things do you have in the rule? How many things are covered with the rule that whatever is asa b'achila is asa b'hanoah? So chametz b'pesach. What else is covered? Basa b'cholov. Okay. What else is included in the rule? Whatever is asa b'achila is asa b'hanoah. Shara niskal. But there's so many more. There are three things that are asa b'hanoah based on that. But the things that are mutta b'hanoah, the exceptions to the rule, we had dam and gid al nasha and evim and achai, and there are going to be more. There's so many things that are asa b'achila mutta b'hanoah, nevela trefa. There are already five exceptions to the rule. There are only three. Macholos Asuris covered by the rule, and there are five exceptions to the rule. There's such a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos in one place. The Rambam says there is a rule that women are exempt from mitzvah seseh shehazman grama, but there are a few exceptions to the rule. So what's one exception to the rule? Hakel. It says Hakel anoshim on top, so the women are mechayvim hakel. Matzah is an exception to the rule. Kiddush, kol sheyeshtem b'shamah yeshtem b'zocher. Kiddush is hazman grama, so it's an exception to the rule. What else is an exception to the rule? So Simchas Yontav is Machlokes in the Gemara, and a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid and Hilchas Chagiga, where the women are Mukhayv and Simchas Yontav. So I think the Rambam writes in one place, there are more exceptions to the rule. There were more mitzvah seseh shehazman grama that women are Mukhayv in, than there are mitzvah seseh shehazman grama that they're pater from. How many mitzvah are they pater from? Tzitzis in Tfilin, Lulav, in Sukkah, in Shofar. Five. And I think there are more exceptions to the rule than there are a rule. So that's perhaps the same over here. There are more exceptions to the rule, things that are asa b'achila mutta b'hanoah. So the Gemara says, Hakam Eved Menachai is only asa b'achila, why shouldn't it be asa b'hanoah? And you see, you are permitted to feed it to your dog, you're just not allowed to give it to a ben noyach because of lifnei iver. But the klovim are not muzer against eating Eved Menachai, and it's mutta b'hanoah. So the Gemara says, no. It's hukash to dam. So just like we had a pasuk that dam is mutabano because dam is hukash to mayim. So dam is mutabano. So Eved Menachai is also mutabano. We're rak chazak v'lo te'ochal kadam ki adam o nefesh, etc. V'lo se'ochal nefesh im abasa. You're not allowed to eat Eved Menachai. V'lo se'ochal nefesh im abasa. So that pasuk dam is hukash to Eved Menachai is hukash to dam. So just like dam is mutabano, Eved Menachai is also mutabano. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, but the whole question only was if you hold like Rabbi Abohu. If you hold like Rabbi Abohu, that anything that's asa b'achila should automatically be also asa b'hanoah. So why isn't Dave Menachai, also Manos, he came up with a Hekesh? But according to Chizkiya, there is no such cloud. That whatever is also Machidah Shabir. He doesn't say, Kol Mach Mishanem, Alayachal Asachlan. So only if it says, Lo Sei Ochel. So by Dave Menachai, it doesn't say, it says, Lo Sochal Anefesh Im Abasa, Lo Sochal, but it doesn't say, Lo Tei Ochel. So why did you need a Pasuk to be Makish? That Dave Menachai is Mutabano, just like Dam is Mutabano. There wouldn't have been a Havamina to think, not by Dama, not by Eved Menachai. There was no Havamina. So what do you need to hold Rosh for the Pasuk? Ula Chizkiya the Gemara yes, but according to the opinion of Chizkiya, that there is no such klal, kol makom shenema, any time Macholas Asuris should be also known, my Hulchas Chizkiya, Eved Menachai Dam. What do you need the Hekesh for? So the Gemara says, no, it's backwards. Not that Eved Menachai is compared to Dam, just like Dam is Mutabano, Eved Menachai is Mutafakir. Dam hu diskish le Eved Menachai. That what? The din is that if a human body, a person dies, so meis adam is metame b'maga b'maser ba'ohel. Maybe meis yakam, not metame ba'ohel, but b'maga b'maser metame for 7 days, and you need hazor shlishi shvi for paraduma. Even meis yakam, it's a whole leisik. So the din is that dam and ameis is also metame, but dam and achai is not metame. That's a person, they have a blood drive, and a person donates a pint of blood. It's more than a revius. A pint of blood is more than a revius. So Kohanim are not allowed to be in the building because they have Dam and Achai. No, Dam and Achai is not Metame. Only Dam and Ames is Metame. So one might have mistakenly thought that Dam from Behemis is only Asab Achila, Dam from a dead animal. If you shecht an animal and you have a lot of blood, so you have to salt the meat to remove the blood. If you're going to cook the meat, so it's going to be Dam Shebishlo. So in the Torah, it'll be muta, but in the Rabbanan, it'll be asa. But if you're not going to cook the meat, let's say you're going to take the piece of raw meat and squeeze out the blood and drink it the way it is. Apparently, the Nochrim in the slaughterhouse feel that it's very healthy, and they drink the dam. They drink the blood. They hold that it's healthy. So, so one might mistakenly think that only dam min hames is metame, dam and achai, just like only dam min ames is metame, kazais min ames is metame, and revias dam min ames is metame, but revias dam min achai is not metame. So just like revias dam min achai by a human being is not metame, so one might have mistakenly thought that dam is only also if he shecht an animal, it's dead, so the dam from the dead animal is also, but dam from a live animal should be muta, like dam from a live person is not mitame. So that's what the Gemara says, no. Dam hu diskish leib menachai, just like eib menachai is menachai, and it's also, so dam menachai has an iser of dam, has the iser dam. There's an iser karis, if you eat some dam, not all dam. Some dam has karis, some dam does not have karis. The dam shanashama yotzeba has karis. Dam menachai is an iser from a live animal. If you take blood from a live animal and you drink it, so there'll be an iser. It's not dam shanashama yotzeba. There won't be karis, but there will be an iser deraisa. Sure. Av dam menachai yotzeba dam hakoza. He says that dam hakoza shanefesh yotzeba. Yeah, dam shanashama yotzeba. That's going to be karis. But even if it's not, there's also going to be, even if it's not dam shanashama yatzibo, it'll be an isa deraisa of dam. Okay. Then the Gemara asks, what about Shoraniska? We don't have any Shoraniska b'zman hazeh, because you need a bezna of 23. Shor shaharga sa'odim is a Shoraniska. So when the Gemara says in Bava Kamma daf mem hey, when the bezna makes the Gemara din, then it becomes asabano. Mishenig madinoi, mechore ena mocher, igdish ena mugdash, because after the Gemara din, it becomes asabano. Yeah. That din, that the Gemara din makes it asabano, does that only apply to the Shoran Niskal, to an animal? What about to a human being? Let's say someone is a murderer, someone was machal shabbos, rabbi deserved, bez makes a Gemara din lemisa. Then they're going to kill him. So do you say, a mace is asabano? We learn out from Miriam, Atoma Shamirim Atikova Sham. You learn Exer Shav Sham Sham Egla Rufa. It says, we offer Shamus Egla Banachal. Egla Rufa, you know, how do you know Egla Rufa is also Bano? Because the Kohanim, when Egla Rufa is Kimotze Cholol Ba'adoma, Eglah Rufa only applies in Eretz Yisrael. If you find a Jewish person murdered in Eretz Yisrael, no, you don't know who the murderer is. A Moridu, Bez Nagadol has to send representatives to measure which is the closest city, Svivus HaCholol. Ira Krov HaCholol has to bring an Eglah Rufa. So the Kohanim who live in that city have to recite Bakosha, a Tefillah. Kapal Amcha Yisrael Shepadis HaShem. So the Gemara says, "Kaparek sibba kikotchim," just like karbanos amachaper and karbanos arasa banot hegdish meila. So too, egla rufa is arasa banot because kaparek sibba kikotchim. And by the egla rufa, it says for ofu sham is egla banachal. And by Thomas Shamim, atikav sham, Miriam died. It says the word sham. So ilan exereshav sham sham egla rufa. The Mishnah Melech wonders whether this is a real drasha gemara deraisa. Maybe it's only an asmachtem in the rabbanon. He points out that the Ashkenazim, the Balei HaTesis assume, those Ashkenazim assume, the Balei HaTesis assume that the whole Yafus is a din derais. He's not so convinced, Mishnah Melech, he says, he wonders whether everybody agrees with the Balei HaTesis that a Meis HaSabanah is a din derais. That's a question. Yeah. But Tesis assumes that a Meis HaSabanah is a din derais. So the question is, maybe if he's Haruge Bezdin, maybe the Gmardin makes it that, maybe the Gmardin makes an Issa Hanoah. What's an Afkamina? It's going to be Asam Hanoah. They're going to give him the death penalty. They're going to be Asam Hanoah anyway. So then Afkamina may come and get to Seor. There's a Tosis in the first Perek in Baba Kama where the Tosis assumes that when a person dies a natural death, only the Bisar HaMeis is Asam Hanoah. The Seir HaMeis, the hair keeps on growing even after death. So the death didn't really affect the hair. So the hair is not included. Seir HaMeis is Mutta B'Hanor. But what about Seir, if it was Nigmadina Lamisa, a person did the Chilul Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, Baal Eshishish, whatever, and Bezn made a Gmardin, a Bezn of Chav Gimel, Sanhedrin Tana made a Gmardin Lamisa. And then later on, they give him the death penalty. So maybe even the Seir HaMeis is also B'Hanor min HaTorah. Because the Gmardin is Chal even on the Seir. So that's two girsis, that's a machlokes harishanim, two girsis in the Gmar, the end of the first perek where is it? Oi.
Rabbi, is it the Gmar Nerchen?
Nerchen, yes. The last Amid base in Erchen, Nachon, right. So if you look there in the Vilna Shas, if you look in the back of the Vilna Shas of Shlomo LeVilna, and the Cheshek Shlomo points out that the Rishonim clearly had two different girsas there, where the Seir HaMeis is Asa B'Hanoah HaMuta B'Hanoah. But Seir HaMeis, it could be Seir HaMeis is Muta B'Hanoah, but by Haruge Bezdin, it could be that the Gmardin makes it Asa B'Hanoah. Just like the Gemara says by Sharan Niskal, the Gmardin makes it. Nigmardinoi, that's the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Mem Hei. The Gemara says, "Nigma dino of the Sharan Niskal, Mukhara and Machar Igdisha and Mugdash," because from the moment of the Gemar Din, it becomes Asa B'Hanoah. So it could be that the same is true by Odom. When the Bezdin makes a Gemar Din on the person that he deserves a death penalty, it could be that he becomes Asa B'Hanoah as well. But meanwhile, we're talking about Sharan Niskal. So Sharan Niskal, the Pasuk says, "Lo ye yachel es b'sar." So Lo ye yachel is Ben Lechiskia, Ben LeRabbi Abahu. That should imply Asa B'Hanoah. But Tanya, we have a brice. The match mission and Masakal Sakla Shor, and he dash in a veil and veil, Asur Bachila, Matam Lam La Yachel. What do you need a pasuk that you're not allowed to eat? If you gave it stila, it's going to be Asa B'Hanoah because it's going to be an aveila. So it must be. So what do you need a pasuk La Yachel as Besara for to tell you that it's Asa B'Hanoah? So they should have answered. It tells me that not only Asa B'Hanoah, it's Asa B'Hanoah. If it will be sokoli, sokoli, it's an avelus, and avelus, also bachil, and muta b'Hanoah. But now that it says, lo ye achel, ben lechiske, ben lerababo, it should be also b'Hanoah. So the Brisa doesn't say that. The Brisa should have said, if you give skila, it'll be also b'Hanoah. It doesn't say that. It says, magad lachakosav, the Brisa says, shimshchot alachish nigmadinoi, osir. Not only if you gave it skila, is it also b'Hanoah, even if you shechted it, it's also also b'Hanoah. Why didn't they say you need lo yochel to tell you it's asa b'Hanoah? Then the ele b'achila b'Hanoah minan, how do you know it's asa b'Hanoah? So should have said, because lo ye yochel, ben lechiske, ben rababo, doesn't say, talmalam, and ba'la shanaki. No, balashanaki. My mashma, how do you see from the phrase balashanaki? How does that come to mean that it's asaba? No? So they quote the Tana Shimon ben Zay, my mekarim sham lachavero. They cleaned him out. He has nothing left. They cleaned the guy out. So balashanaki means, but it goes on a short time, shaharagasa adam. A short time shahargas adam also chayv misa, but the bala shor doesn't pay kaifer. If the shor kills the fourth time, then the bala shor pays kaifer. And kaifer yushal salav is only by a muad. By a tam, the bala shor is not, doesn't have to pay kaifer. But it says a bala shor noki, so what does it mean? Yatza plaini noki min achas v'em alayim v'em hanosh hakum. So the gemara asked the kasha, both chizke and rababo are contradicted by the braisa. Don't you see from the Brisa time of the cause of a Bala Shanoki to tell you that the Shoaniskol is also Mano after the Gemar Din? So it's a Kasha both on Chizkia and Rabbi Abo, Kasha on both of them. Doesn't show they're both wrong. And for the Gemara, no. Lioilam, you're right. Lo Yeochel implies Yisrachil Bisano Mashma, both Rabbi Abo and Bein Chizkia. So what do you need Bala Shonoki for to tell you Hanoas or Ahudi Asa? That not only is the Basar Asa Bahano, the Basar is Asa Bahano. I would have known because it says Lo Yeochel is Bisarai. The Basar is Asa Lo Yeochel. Lo Yeochel is Ben Lechiske, Ben Rababo, means that it's Asa Bahano. But I would have said Bisara En or Lo. Kamash Malon, Bala Shonoki, Noki Menachasav, mean that even the Or is also Bahano. Even the Or is also Asa Bahana. Then the Gemara says, but other Tanoim need that Pasuk there in Bava Kamma. Other Tanoim darshan from that Pasuk, Bala Shanoki, totally differently. They don't translate it, Bala Shanoki, Yata Plani Naka Minachasav. It's Asa Bahana. They cleaned them out, they can't use the Shodan. According to the other Tanoim, the Mafkele Lahai Krodha Drosh Achrina, namely, the Chatzi Kaifele Dmei Velodis, what it means, Bala Shanoki, a shor amud pays koifer. Maybe a short time, just like a shor shehizik. It's a shor amud pays nezik sholem, and a short time pays chatzin nezik. And maybe a shor amud shaharagas ha'odam, the bala shor pays koifer sholem. And maybe a short time shaharagas ha'odam gets skilo, and the bala shor should pay chatzin koifer, parallel to nezik, and that he pays chatzin nezik. Or maybe, so one tana says, bala shor noki, there's no chatzin koifer. There's either kaifer shalom by muad or no kaifer at all by a tam, or dmei velodis. The chumash has a din. Ki natsa anoshim inokli shahar biyotza yolodeha. Two people are fighting with each other, and then there happens to be a pregnant woman there, and accidentally one of the men or both of them, whatever, they knocked into the pregnant woman. They caused her to lose the pregnancy. She lost the baby. So the pashtus is the parents do not own their babies. The parents do not possess, they don't have an ownership on their babies. But nonetheless, there's a chiddush in the Torah that you have to pay dmei velodos, the one who's responsible for causing the miscarriage, has to pay dmei velodos to the father of the baby. I remember one of the children in elementary school when they were teaching Parshas Mishpat, and one of the children asked a question from Broyers down the block. So he asked the Rebbe a question, what if the father of the baby is not married to the mother? A child has such an einfall. What if he's the father of the baby, but he's not their husband? So it's a Gemara in Bava Kamma, it says, Beferish. It says, you pay to the father of the baby, even though he's not married to the woman. Even though he's not the husband of, if he's the father, he's entitled to the mevelodis. Achidush in the pasuk. So the Torah has a din of the mevelodis that you have to pay. The one who's responsible for the miscarriage has to pay. So what if a behema causes a miscarriage? A behema pushes over a pregnant woman and causes her to have a miscarriage. Does the bal habehema? Let's say the behema is a shoramuad. Does the Baal HaBehema have to pay Nezik Shalem, the Mevelodis, to the father of the baby? So the din is no. All the Tanaim say no, because they say Darshan Pasuk, Ki Natsu Anoshim, V'Nokli Shor, Anoshim V'Loi Shvarim. Anoshim V'Loi Shvarim. So one Tana says not that Yidarshan Anoshim V'Loi Shvarim, Yidarshan Baal HaShor Noki, that a Behema never pays the Mevelodis. The Mevelodis is a Chiddush. It's not a din that the father owns the baby and like I damaged his property, he doesn't own the property. It's a, the whole parsha is a chiddush of the Mevilot. So the chiddush only applies if it's a person who made yotzo yelodeh. But if a behema did it, you don't pay. So the Gemara says, how can you use the pasuk of Bala Sharnoki to mean yotzo plain in nokim in a chasav and it's also bahanor? I would know anyway also bahanor on the basa, but I wouldn't have known on the or. So I need Bala Sharnoki on the or. The Gemara says, but half of the Tanoim hold that a Bala Sharnoki tells me a different din. That the Bala Shoratam doesn't even pay Chatzi Kofer. Amud pays Kofer Shom, Tam doesn't even pay Chatzi Kofer. Or it tells me they didn't have behemoths, are not in, a behemoth who caused the miscarriage is not included in this Chiddush Din in the Parsha of the Mevilotis. It's not that the father of the baby owns the fetus and the one who caused the fetus to die is a mazik, his mom, and he doesn't own the fetus. Parents never own their children. Parents have obligations to there are reciprocal obligations. There's kibbut aviyem and more aviyem, but the parents have more responsibilities to the children than the children have towards the parents. There are reciprocal obligations in both directions. Mitzvah ala bein, mitzvah habein ala ov, in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. So that's what the Gemara asks. But according to the other Tanaim, who darshan the pasuk, the mafkid lehai krodah drasha achrina, they need this pasuk of Bala Shanoki to tell you other things. It means the Bala Shor is potter from paying chatzi kofer. The Bala Shor is potter from paying the mevilotis. So it doesn't mean that it's yotze plein in nokim in a chasav. It doesn't tell you isa hanoa. How do you know that the or habehema is also hanoa sora mino? Aluhu. How do those Tanaim know that not only loye achel means ben lechiske ben lerababo implies that the sharaniskal is also bachila, but how do you, also bachila and also bana? But how do you know even not the basar loyachel es bisar only goes on the bus? How do you know the or? The Gemara says nafkaluhu me es bisar, right? Es. There's a machlokes hatanaim where they darshan es. So if you do darshan es, so you darshan es hatofil. Over here it's a loyachel es bisar es hatofil bisar. What is tofil to the basar? The or. Not only the basar of the sharan niskal is asamana, the or is also asabana. What did he darshan from the other pasuk? Es hashem elkechatira es lerabbis talmidei chachamim. Why did he darshan the rabbis talmidei chachamim? So the Maharami Prague writes in one of his many svarim, "Es hatofil akodesh bocha tamir hachamim are more tofil to akodesh bocha than other people. Balabatim are independent, but if a person is a big tamir chacham, he'll be kofuf to akodesh bocha. So es hatofil akodesh bocha is the tamir hachamim. Or there's another pasuk. How do you know when a person is tovil in the mikveh? So he becomes tohar. Do you have to be tovil your hair? Let's say a woman has long hair." So does she have to be tevil on the hair? So it says v'rochetz es b'sorei b'mayim. It says es. So the Gemara says es l'rabbi says ha-seyar. Why? Because a seyar is tefil to the basar. If it wouldn't say es, it would say v'rochetz b'sorei b'mayim. You would think you only have to be tevil a body. Now that it says v'rochetz es b'sor es a tefil a basar. The word es, according to the Tanu Hozat, the darshan es. So you darshan something that's tefil to what says. Es Hashem lokachatil the rabbis tamir chacham who atofel to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo yochel es b'sora atofel b'sora the or v'rochet says b'sora b'mayim es atofel the b'sora, and that's the seir. Yeah, who the tanoim the machlekes by the darshan es? So they tell this story. There was a tana who was darshaning all the esin, and then when he reached the pasuk in Dvarim chapter, what is it? Chapter Vav, chapter Yud. So it's Es Hashem lokachatira. He didn't know what to darshan. So he said, there's only one God in heaven above. You don't have to have Yira. God doesn't have any partners. We don't believe in the Trinity. There's no Shutfin by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what es l'rabbis hu? So he backed out from all the drushes. So the Talmidim asked him, Kol esem shadarashem ate aleim. We have notebooks and notebooks full of drushes. What should we do with all the drushes? So he says, put it all in Shemus. It's all wrong. He says, Kishem shekibalti ischar al adrish. Just like all the years, I thought I was saying Torah Semes. It turns out now that it's all false. It's all not true. But since I thought I was darshaning emes, I got reward. That's a chiddush. That if a person thinks he's learning correctly and he came up with chiddushim, even if he realizes later that it's all wrong, but he gets reward for attempting to say the chiddush. The Ravid writes like that. When the Ravid wrote Hasogas on the Rif, it starts in the fourth parak in Ksuvos, the Hasogas on the Rif. So the Ravid writes, I'm writing Asogas on the Rif. The Rif was the big Pesach. He was accepted. They weren't in the same generation, but the Rif was in the generation of the Rabbi. The Rif was considered the big Pesach. So how can I? Everything that I write is probably incorrect. I'm going to disagree with you. Everything is probably incorrect, but I'm going to get reward even if I'm wrong. And he alludes to this Gemara, Kishem Shigibarti Schal Al Adrisha. Everything that I say, even if it's wrong, I'm going to get reward. So he says, I got reward because I thought I was saying Torah Emes, Kach Ani Mekabel Schar Al Aprisha. Now I'm going to get reward for not saying false Torah. Now that I know that it's all wrong, you don't darshan es. So I'll get reward for not saying false Torah. So Shimon Hamsayin is the one, he backed out. He doesn't hold from darshan es until Rabbi Akiva came and he reinstated it. He said, no, you do darshan es. Rabbi Akiva darshan es. Hashem Lekecha Tile Rabbis Hamid HaChamim. That what? That's the Loshem. Mora Rabbach Kemora Shamayim. That's what Rashi writes. Where do you get such an expression? Mora Rabba Kamara Shamayim. Because the din of Mora Rabba is learned out from this pasuk. Es Hashem Alokecha Tira. That's Mora Shamayim. Every Rebbe is like that. Every Rebbe, Mora Rabba Kamara Shamayim. So Tosis explains, no. There's a din of Kobet Talmid HaChachamim and a din of Mora Rabba. By Rabbi Muvok, if Rav Chachmasa Hemenu, that's called Rabbi Muvok. So then you say Mora Rabba Kamara Shamayim. Then it's Mora. But if it's done, I had a Rebbe in kindergarten, and he taught me how to read Aleph Beis. Then I had a Rebbe in first grade, he taught me Bereishis, Noyach, Lech Lecha, whatever. Then I had a Rebbe, he started teaching me Mishnais. Then I had a Rebbe, he started teaching me Gemara. But that's not the Rebbe Muvok. The Rebbe Muvok is the one, the other Rabbeim that I had, that's, you have to be, Kovet Tamid HaChacham, you have to stand up when they come in and so on. But Mora Rabbah Kemora Shemaim is by Rabbah Muvok said, not only is there a din of Kovet, there's a din of Mora as well. Mora means Kovet square, an extra degree of Kovet. So it's called Mora. Then the Gemara has a problem again by Orla. What's a din of Orla? Bahare Orla, 10 lines from the bottom. The Torah says, Kisavaya Haaretz in Parshas Kedoshim, in the middle of Chumash, Kisavaya Haaretz, and the Taitim call Eitz Machel, you plant a fruit-bearing tree. So a lot of times it won't give any fruits in the first 3 years, so no problem. But if it does give fruits, so the fruits, V'araltam alos, Shodoshanam, Arelim Yelachem, Lo Yeyachel. So it says, Lo Yeyachel. So means that if there are peiros, the wood of the tree is mutabahano, but the peiros, arat malosa, arel miyolachem, the peiros, arosa bachilosa bahano. But the Brisa says, that's what it should have been, lo yeyachel, that should be ben lechiske, ben lerababohu, you should say lo yeyachel, means achila bahano. But the Brisa says that because it says three times, arelim yolachem, the word arelim appears three times, Arelim lo yochel, arelim lo yochel, eni el achila, minayin shelo yohanemen, shelo yitzhabo, shelo yitzhabo, shelo aner, tamla aralta, arlos arelim, says three times. The rabbi says kulam. So the Gemara asks, why do you need the rabbi says kulam? It says lo yeachel, so ben lechiske, ben lerababo, I should assume that it's also ba'ana. So why do you need three drushes? One tells you, shelo yohanemenu, and one tells you, shelo yitzhabo, and one tells you, shelo yadlik. So the Gemara asks, why do you need three? Why do you need anything? That's what Tosis asks. Once you know that it's also bano, here the Tosis says minayin. Once you say that orlo is also bano, so why do you need a pasuk shalei yitzababo? So that's what Tosis quotes at Gemara in Baba Kama. He asks that question. Ahach milse gufa, Tosis says, Baba Kama kufalat. On this question, the Gemara answers. The Gemara has a concept that chazus alav milsehi. When I have a garment, I'm wearing a jacket, and it has a dark dye in it. So do you say I'm getting hana from the jacket? If they wouldn't have dyed it, it would look awful. So I'm getting hana from the jacket, and I'm getting the jacket is material, some kind of probably synthetic material. I don't know. I'm getting an off from the color. What do you say? No, the color is absorbed in the jacket. And chazus alav milsehi. It's not considered as if you have two things bien. You don't have both a jacket and the dye. You have a jacket and the dye is absorbed. So let's say the dye is tzeva that came from orla peiros. So a goy manufactured the jackets, and the goy put in the tzeva that he got from Or LaPeres. I didn't do it. I buy the jacket now, I wear it. So do you say, I'm getting hanor from the color? He say, no, the color is absorbed. If you get it, if you say, if the din would have been chazus and milsi, then you say, I've been getting hanor from the dye, so I wouldn't need a pasuk. So they says, no, we assume we would have, at least as a havamina, I would have said, chazus alav milsi, I'm getting hanor from the jacket. It keeps me warm and I'm dressed nicely, respectably. But you don't say, I'm getting hanor from the color. The color is absorbed and it doesn't exist. Chazus alav milsi doesn't exist as a separate entity. So I would have thought maybe chazus alav milsi, you're allowed to wear a jacket. You're not considered getting hanor from the dye. So that's why you need a pasuk. And after you have the pasuk that tells you, lo yitzababo, so does that mean that chazus alav milsi means only over here? So that's a question there in Baba Kama. Does it show chazus alav milsi in kol ha'tor kula or not? The question aloha lamaisa also. Let's say, have kosher soup and a little trefa ingredient falls in. It would have been nice and tam, but I have well of more than shishim. So it's not nice and tam, but it changes the color of the whole soup. The soup used to be a light color. Now the whole color changed. So do you say chazusa milsihi? Because of the fact that it changes the color, I consider it as if it's bien. Or do you say no, chazusa lav milsihi? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramah, both in Hilchas Yontif and in Yerideya, they both say the same thing. They assume chazusa lav milsihi, that just because it changed the color, that's not a cause that it should not be bottled. If you have shishim, it's bottled. And the Prichodesh Taina is no, that you have to, Prichodesh often disagrees with the Mechaber. So the Prichodesh holds that you should be machmer chazusa milsihi. And the many achronim have a compromise based on the Chasam Sofer, that this issue, whether chazusa milsihi or lat, this is quoted from Baba Kama Kufal, if it's in Ibai Deloi of Shita in the Gemara. So it's a Sveikah Adina. So how do you paskin Sveikah Adina? So with respect to Din Deraisa, you go to Chumer. Respect to Din Derabana, you go to Kula. So that's the Chasam Sofer, the Tamina Chasam Sofer. The Darkei Tshuva was a Hungarian, the Minkacha. So he quotes the Chasam Sofer with the Tamina Chasam Sofer. So they have a split psak. They say if it's an Issa Deraisa that fell in, you have to be Machman Chazusa Milsehi. It's considered as if it's Bien, so it's not bottled at all. But if the whole Issa that fell in is only an Issa Derabanan, so then you have the right to be Mekel, the Chazusa La Milsehi, because that's in Ibai Deleb Shit and Bava Kama. So that's why you need a pasuk lo yitzaba. That's what Tosis asked the question. They say the Gemara asked that question. The Gemara gives the answer. Hach milsa gufa. The Gemara asked this question. Once you have, what do you need? Three psukim. Once you have the first pasuk that it's also bahanor, what do you need? The second pasuk shalo yitzaba bo. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama Kufala, I would have said chazusa la milsi. Kamash malon that it's also. So that's the Gemara is ibay. Kamash malon. Then chazusa is milsa, kamash malon, no, chazusa lav milsehi, but it's also by yorla, it's a yotze min haklal. And then the third pasuk tells you, shalo yadlik bo, shalo yitabim, shalo yadik bo es haner. Yeah, what would I have thought? V'chein hadloka, the second half of that Tosfos minayin. Tosfos says, v'chein, shalo yadlik bo sal kadaita tisharya. We'll have to discuss that. Okay. Bulineta, we'll have to discuss this Tosis, the Shaloy Minayin Shaloy Tzaba. We'll have to discuss it in connection with the Tosis on Chof Aleph on the base, Bahadi de Kasarifle. I have to do the two Tosis and we'll have to do together. Let's see what other